Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is baptism. Baptism is one of the two sacraments along with the Lord's Supper. Now, there's a whole lot that we can say here about baptism. Entire books have been written on this topic. But what I'm going to try to do here is briefly focus on a couple of key aspects of baptism. First of all, what is baptism? And we'll talk there about what does baptism do and who is the one who's doing the work there. Secondly, who is baptism for? And then finally, we'll talk a little bit about the meaning of baptism for our daily lives. The word baptize means to apply water. Some will argue that the word means to immerse, and so baptism needs to be by full immersion in order to be valid. It certainly can mean that, as that's one of the ways that we apply water, but it isn't limited to that. If you look at Mark 7:4, some of the traditions of the Pharisees are being described there, and among those things are the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. And that word for washing in the Greek there is baptized. And so you see that it's used in connection with couches that would never be fully immersed. So clearly the word baptized doesn't mean immerse, it simply means to apply water. Of course, baptism isn't just plain water either. It's water that's used by God's command and connected with God's word. It's God's command and word that make it a sacrament, that make it a means of grace, that really give baptism all of its power. That word of God comes from Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What does baptism do? Simply put, it washes away sin and it creates faith. Now, we don't have a single scripture passage that says baptism creates faith, but there are a number of Bible passages that we can look at that clearly teach this truth. The Bible explains that people enjoy the forgiveness of sins and eternal life by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, his Son. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." The Bible states that baptism gives people those very blessings of life and forgiveness. Titus 3:5 through 7 states that we are saved not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. 1 Peter 3:21 says, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Since the Bible teaches that we enjoy salvation only through faith in Christ, and since the Bible teaches that baptism saves us and washes away our sins, we can rightfully say that baptism creates the faith that connects us to Jesus and brings into our lives all the blessings he won by his holy life, sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection. And notice who's doing the work in baptism. Modern-day evangelicals argue that baptism is an act of obedience on the part of a believer. But as we consider the passages just read, it's clear that it's God who's the one doing the work. We are simply the recipients of his blessings. So who is baptism for then? Well, modern-day evangelicals will, for the most part, say that baptism is only for believers, those who are old enough to make their own decision to follow Jesus. They argue that infants should not be baptized and that this is clear from the book of Acts, as we have no specific instances of infants being baptized. Now, that's true. And even though it seems unlikely that there would have been no infants included at those times when whole households were baptized, we don't have a specific reference to a specific infant being baptized. But let's remember that the book of Acts is dealing with first-generation adult converts to Christianity. Of course, we would expect to see numerous examples of adults being baptized in Acts because it simply wasn't available to them when they were infants. So the fact that we don't see these specific instances of infant baptism in Acts doesn't mean that we shouldn't baptize infants. What we need to do is go back to that scriptural standard for who should be baptized. And what is that standard? Well, it goes back again to Matthew 28:19, where Jesus says to make disciples of all the nations by baptizing them. That means everyone, young and old, male and female, people from every nation. All means all, and there is nothing else in Scripture that later restricts this. And it's clear from Scripture that we all need baptism right from the beginning of our lives, because we are conceived and born in sin. We're born as enemies of God. Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." So baptism is God's work by which he cleanses us from our sin. He brings us to faith, and it's intended for everyone. It's also something then that we should remember daily. Baptism connects us to Christ, and that has a wonderful meaning for our daily lives. Romans 6 verses 3 through 5 says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Baptism connects us to Jesus' death and resurrection. In baptism, we are made God's own children, and what a blessing that is for us. And so when we go through the trials and tribulations of life, we can confidently say, "I am baptized. I am God's own child. My sins are forgiven, and heaven is my home." What a wonderful blessing baptism is. I pray that this brief study will encourage you to thank God for this gift and daily remember your baptism.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.